More than 2 weeks later, the reminders look like huge trailers, porta-johns, pumps with massive tubes protruding from the office tower lobbies. They look like dark small businesses. No water line anymore, but where it was, everything's torn up.
This is really hard.
At the corner of Water and Broad Streets, there are brick buildings that date back to the late 1800s. Carolyn Chadwick manages a private club in one of them.
I'll tell people, well, we still don't have any power, we still don't have any heat. I go, really? You know, they're shocked.
She says it's even bigger than the huge, still off-limits office buildings all around us.
Our major supplier is a guy up in Hunts Point. He said 130 of his customers were down here, and they're not ordering yet.
And there are still many hundreds of people who can't live in their homes. Several residential towers are still uninhabitable. Some are letting tenants break their leases. On Water Street in Lower Manhattan, Alex Silverman, WCBS 880 News.